From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republican presidential candidates are seeking Illinois' 54 delegates today and a voter stamp of approval in the Illinois primary. Mitt Romney hopes for a clear victory that's eluded him in previous contests. Rick Santorum hopes for enough votes to continue as a significant challenger to Romney and a possible ultimate winner of the nomination. NPR's Ken Rudin says Newt Gingrich is rejecting increasing calls for him to drop out of the contest, but so far Gingrich is saying no.
More and more on the right are suggesting he get out of the race and let Rick Santorum go one-on-one against Mitt Romney. Gingrich's argument for staying in: a crowded field extended into the summer will result in a brokered convention, and such a convention, likely controlled by conservatives, would theoretically block Romney's path to the nomination.
And that's NPR's Ken Rudin. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in two cases testing whether it is unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment to sentence a 14-year-old convicted of homicide to life in prison without possibility of parole. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, currently there are 79 people serving life terms who committed their crimes when they were 14 or younger.
In 2005, the Supreme Court struck down the death penalty for juveniles, declaring that kids are different than adults. Their brains are literally less developed. They're more impulsive, more subject to peer pressure, and less able to see the consequences of their acts. The court used the same rationale 2 years ago when it struck down the penalty of life without parole for non-homicide crimes committed by juveniles. But today, the court faces the question of life without parole in homicide cases. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Russia's foreign minister says his country would support a UN resolution backing Kofi Annan's peace proposals for Syria. NPR's Martha Wexler reports from Moscow, where the foreign minister spoke as he discussed the Syrian crisis with his Lebanese counterpart.
Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General, is now the UN and Arab League special envoy to Syria. He's given President Bashar al-Assad a set of proposals to end the bloodshed that's claimed thousands of Syrian lives. It's not known what these proposals are. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, urged Annan to make them public so the UN Security Council can endorse them. Not as an ultimatum, Lavrov said, but as a basis for Kofi Annan continuing his mission. Lavrov, meantime, denied as complete fairy tales reports that Russian warships have arrived off the Syrian coast to deploy marine commandos. There are no Russian warships off the Syrian coast, he said. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.
U.S. housing starts are down slightly for last month, but new Commerce Department figures show builders could be preparing for the best spring buying season since the housing bubble burst. Building permits are at a high level. This is NPR News. Conservative Republicans in the House are unveiling a budget plan that slashes safety net programs for the poor and pushes sharply lower tax rates. It would also start Medicare on the path of transformation into a plan in which for-profit insurance companies would provide health insurance with government subsidies.
If you want to save Medicare and prevent it from going bankrupt, you must reform the program, and that's what we're doing.
Congressman Paul Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee, speaking to CBS this morning. Opponents say Ryan's Medicare proposal cuts and transforms too quickly and would provide a steadily shrinking list of health care options for seniors. Britain's Elizabeth II marks 60 years as queen with an address to both houses of parliament today. Larry Miller reports that Elizabeth is only the second British monarch to celebrate 60 years on the throne, Queen Victoria being the first.
The queen was welcomed by the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow. He emphasized what her reign means to the United Kingdom.
60 years of stability, 60 years of security, 60 years of certainty.
The Queen recalls being briefed by 12 prime ministers and signing more than 3,500 laws, and she made this pledge.
Rededicate myself to the service of our great country and its people, now and in the years to come.
The Queen's Diamond Jubilee festivities peak in June with a four-day holiday weekend marked by street parties and a concert outside Buckingham Palace. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR.